In progress.
If you can just give me like a 3-minute notice, that would be great. Thank you so much. Okay, hi everybody. I'm Marianne, a very grateful compulsive overeater, and I really am grateful to be able to be here and to see how many people. We have 50 people here, so that's really great. And thank you everybody for doing your service. I'm going to share my screen. I have a couple things that I want to show you. I've been in program now 20 years, and since 2017, I've been traveling back and forth to London because my daughter lives in Winchester with her husband and my 3-year-old granddaughter. Prior to that, we did a lot of cruising, and I know Eileen spoke about the cruise. One thing I do want to make sure that when you do go somewhere, always ask if you're going to have a refrigerator. Just always don't just assume it's going to be there. Always ask that you would like a refrigerator. I've used the refrigerator all the time for my MA at night, which is my metabolic adjustment, which I have a fruit and I have puffed rice, which this little, I don't know if you could see this little package of puffed rice goes with me wherever I go. And also, I eat corn thins, which are like rice cakes. I don't know if you could see that. The corn thins are in England. My daughter buys them for me. I don't take them with me. I just take the puffed rice because I don't think she has that over there. But with the cruises, always make sure you have a refrigerator. And what I would do is at the buffet for breakfast, I would think about what I need for the day. If I needed a fruit for my MA, which I wouldn't be going to a specific meal, I would take a fruit with me so I would have it in my refrigerator. I also have a fruit for lunch, but I don't have to take it from breakfast because I'm going to be going to the lunch sitting, and that's where they'll have the fruit. So I think ahead and make sure that I have what I need. I don't eat sugar, wheat, or flour. And like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. It's once you get the hang of it's not really hard. And I'd like to just share with you, let me do this now. Just bear with me. Okay, so this here is a little chart that I use. So for instance, this above is calculated on this scenario. The flight leaves noon on Saturday and returns 7:30 on Tuesday. So I label out all my days. Okay, it doesn't have to be typed out. I just jot it down real quick. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, my metabolic adjustment. Saturday, I'm still home, so that's no problem. Tuesday night, I'm back home, so that's no problem. So then I start with Saturday. I am going to be at the airport, so I need to have a fruit, I need to have a protein, and I need to have a salad or a veggie. My go-to is hummus and carrots and an apple. That's what I usually take if I'm flying somewhere and I need to have lunch. Okay. For dinner, now this would actually be usually when I go to England, I fly out at night. So this is not an actual England scenario, but I fly out at night. They serve you dinner. Usually, if I'm with my family, my husband and I trade. Like he'll give me his salad and I'll give him my roll. My daughter gives me her salad and I give her something else. So then I have a meal. And I know that I'm okay because I still have my hummus and carrots if I need it. You fly through the night. And then they wake you up like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and they give you breakfast. And breakfast is a yogurt, usually going into Heathrow, and some granola, which I don't eat. So I have a piece of fruit that I have with me. Again, remember, do not take any fruit into any country returning or departing. It's best not to take a chance. But getting back to this scenario, I listed everything that I needed here. Okay. So I calculate how many pieces of fruit, breakfast protein, salad, vegetable that I need. I try to get everything in one trip so as not to spend too much time at the store. And what I do, my second screen share will be a list of stuff that I usually send over to my daughter, and she usually buys this before I get there. So the above shows that I need 10 fruits, 12 ounces of breakfast protein, which is usually my regatta. I have fat-free regatta. So it usually comes in a, I think, 8 ounce or maybe 10 ounce. So I make sure she gets a couple of them. 16 ounces of lunch protein, 18 ounces of frozen pineapple, which is what I usually have for my meal, my MA at night, and a couple of bags of greens. Usually, if I'm going to be there, my usual stay in England is 10 days. So usually we do go back to the store for anything that we need. I bring my puffed rice and my corn thins. I want to show you a skill, which I'm going to do when I stop sharing. Also, I wrote down, even for home, if you are going out to dinner and you don't know what to get, I've gone to every type of cuisine except sushi. I don't eat sushi. If I go to an Italian restaurant, they usually have salmon. I get no sauce. I get grilled vegetables and a salad. Or I get sausage and peppers with onions, no pasta, and a side salad. The Chinese restaurant, I always get steamed chicken and broccoli, no sauce, brown rice if they have it available, never, never white rice. And a diner, I usually have salads and dressing on the side, and I t usually take ho half home with me because they make very, very big salads. If I'm in England, it's kind of difficult to get a really good salad in England. They're more potatoes and beef and stuff like that. So this is what I do. I figure out where I'm going to be, even if it's for a weekend. If I'm going to New Jersey to visit my sister or whatever, I write down Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know exactly what I need. She buys what I need. I tell her I need 4 pieces of fruit. You can get grapes, you can get bananas, you can get an apple, and she has everything that I need. And that's just amazingly wonderful. Now let me get out of here and go into sharing my other screen. Okay. Oops, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I closed it and I should not have. Okay. All right, so this is just opening up now. I will share this. Okay. Here we go. So, can you see this? Yes. Okay. So, this is basically what I need when I go to England. Bananas, blueberries, broccolini, they have there that I really like, carrot sticks, cold cuts, chicken breasts. I always cut up a salad and throw cold cuts on there or some sort of protein that we had for dinner the night before. Corn thins, usually my daughter can get them there. I can't get them in North Carolina, so I get them on Amazon. So I have a whole bunch of them come to my house. Some eggs, which is usually a little weird for me because they do not refrigerate eggs in England. They sit them on the counter and they're brown. And I don't usually have eggs because they have this very high-tech house and their stovetop and oven are very tech. And I get all messed up with it, so I choose not to even turn the stovetop on to cook my eggs. If anything, I ask Aaron to do that. My fat-free cottage cheese, my fat-free Greek yogurt, frozen pineapples, no sugar added, Granny Smith apples. The size of our Granny Smith apples here are huge compared to theirs. They have two little baby apples. So I take the two little baby apples, and that's my one apple. Sometimes I get pitted prunes. I get potatoes. My son-in-law makes a special brown potato for me that I love. That's once a week. romaine lettuce, salad greens, and tomatoes. And that's basically what I have. Now let me get out of here and then stop sharing. Okay, did I stop sharing? Can you see me? No, you can't see me. How do you stop sharing?
It should say stop share
Okay.
Usually we see the
Maybe the
beautiful
towards the
baby,
bottom. Oh,
maybe
thank
towards the
you.
bottom of your screen.
Yeah, on the bottom of my screen, I see the green arrow up. It says share.
No, it says it at the top, stop sharing usually.
Okay, there's nothing up there. Oh, my screen recording. No. So I'm going to just close this. There we
There
go.
you
It,
go.
is that better?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'm so sorry about that. As you can tell, that's why I don't turn the oven on in my daughter's house because I am not technologically savvy. So basically, what I wanted to show you also, this is a scale that I used to use. It's called the Joseph. And you know what? Hold on one second. Let me stop this. Blur my background. There we go. So it's a Joseph, and it opens up like this. And then you put your plate on it and you weigh it out. This was, I think, from Amazon. So you can always use that. I don't bring a scale with me. My daughter has a scale for me. She has a tray for me. And I'm usually set there. And regarding a question that Judy brought up before, I do WhatsApp. And the only problem is I'm in bed at 9:30 in the evening. And minus 5 hours, that means my sponsor's still at work. So I can't call her, but I text her, I WhatsApp her the my food, my gratitudes, and my writing. And then even though we don't talk every day when I'm over there, I make sure that I try to call her once in a while or just send her photos or whatever. But it is a little tricky with the time change. But I really am grateful to be able to do this because I know it can be very scary. When I went on my first cruise, it was in 2006 and I was in program from 2004. I was like a little leery about going, but everybody is willing to help you. Even if you go to a wedding or an event, you just ask, can call ahead and say, my name is so and so. I'm going to be coming to the so and so wedding. I need some help with my food plan. Can I speak to the chef or the maitre d'? And they always are willing to help you. And they make sure they greet you and they come over to your table and they say, this is what you had asked for. So don't be afraid to ask. And I learned a lot today from Eileen. So thank you very much for doing that. I didn't realize that if you go on an excursion, I do know that I've been on an excursion that we went to a beach and they did have all the basic barbecue stuff. I was able to get a hamburger on top of salad. I put coleslaw on it and then I put a little maybe mustard on it or whatever. So, and then they also have all the stuff that I can't have. Usually they have fruit. So it's pretty easy. And I'm gonna stop there. Judy, how much time do I have?
You have about 6.5 minutes, but that's okay. You can
Yeah.
stop if you want.
I'd like to hear some questions. Let me just go over my notes. I'm almost sure I did everything that I wanted to bring up. I'm pretty good. So I'd love to hear questions that other people may have, whether it be domestic or international. And going through security, they've never said anything to me about my apple, my carrots, or my hummus ever. And I don't bring any liquid. I get my liquid on the other end, at the gate. And I'm trying to think, but I did get thrown for a loop when I was in Raleigh, and I completely forgot about my carrots, and they caught me. And I don't know if I have one mark against me. I think they give you like two marks and then they revoke whatever. So I you know, all that for carrots, I felt like a criminal, you know, to bring carrots back into the country. But it's and they had to look it up and they had to make sure the agriculture it was on this list. And I said, just throw them out. I don't need them. Throw the Tupperwares out. I don't care. And she said, no, this is, you know, we have to look into this. So anyway, it just